Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braft, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. I'm also the author of Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before you can do this, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. Now, Nicole, we're so excited to be back on the air. We weren't here last week.
Yes, I know that.
Of course, I was in Vermont where it was like, 18 below zero and very cold, but it was dry, cold, and warm, and we did our cross-country skiing, and we stayed warm, and we're sweating, actually, sweating. Could you imagine?
Oh,
we're so hot. But we came back here, and the weather's actually worse here because it's just so snowy. It hasn't been better here. So today was like the little snowstorm that, I think is doing everybody in at this point.
Well, I think this is just the last hurrah of the snow, so hopefully, after this one, we won't get any more later on in
the
season. I'm kind of ready for spring. I'm kind of ready for flowers. I'm ready for jacket weather.
Me too. I'm tired of bundling up because I do go out almost every day, no matter how cold it is, to walk or, snowshoe or something.
Of course.
But I'm so bundled up. It takes forever to bundle up. I look like somebody's mother dressed me when I'm out there. You know what I mean? My scarves, my hat, my gloves.
Like the little kid in that movie, A Christmas Story. I can't put my arms down.
That's exactly, But, you got to get out there. And I have some little exciting news. Our radio show has been picked up by a network called Speak Up Talk Radio. And they will be running it all week long, whatever episode we do, all week long, it'll be running on demand on their talk radio station. So I think that's pretty interesting. Isn't that interesting?
They really have a lot
of listeners. Don't you think that's fantastic?
Absolutely. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
So the word's going to get out bigger and wider, and they had just contacted me yesterday, and I said, okay, they're part of like iHeart Radio, which is pretty big thing. So seems like they said, they liked our radio show. Normally you have to interview for them and audition, but they just said, we've listened to your shows and, we'd like you on board. So all they're going to do is really pick up our show that we've done the week before. So it's no extra work for us. That's the good news.
You know what? Even if it was extra work, it would still be nice. But I kind of like the fact that they're allowing, you to do what you do. One of my bigger fears, when we first started doing the show, is that if it gets too big and too many, cooks become involved, then, is that personal touch that you have going to go away? Are they going to take that away from you? But I like the fact that they're taking you for you, and they're just letting you do your thing, and then they're just, rebroadcasting, which is wonderful. So
exactly. You get to the point where you're kind of too old to be told how to do things. That's what sort of happened to me at this point in my life. It's like, if you like what I'm doing the way I'm doing it, that's fine. But
exactly.
This is how I do it.
See,
I can't do it any other way.
It's also that, like I said, it loses that personal touch when you're not you. And I understand that certain networks have got certain guidelines and things like that. But I like the smallness, and I like the fact that we're very personable with the people that listen. And I like the fact that, we could still be the same people, and we don't have to curb this or curb that. And it's great that your personality is what makes the show wonderful, and your approach to things is what makes the show wonderful. And by commercializing it a little too much, it loses that. And I like the fact that they're letting you, and they want you for you. No excuses, no, but just do it this way. No, but we need to have it that way. It's just, Cindy, do your thing. which is
right,
great.
And that's why, you know, I'm very excited about it, because we like to get the Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships philosophy out there. And the more people that can hear it, kind of the better.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because, like we were saying, it's a vocabulary of love that people are using and communicating and, you know, just getting out the messages, why we started it, why we continue to do it. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun over the years, and they'll just even post other, you know, I can just tell them to put some of the older shows that we've done in the past when we were really just talking about different topics, so we can get some of that out
there,
too.
Oh, dear Lord, that's funny.
That's funny, right? And how you changed.
That is funny.
And how you've changed, my darling.
Oh, my goodness. That's just scary to me.
Well, you were very young. And,
true.
You know, new to the
jaded,
whole...
A little jaded.
Yeah, a little jaded. And that's what's so interesting, to watch how you've changed and become so much more positive. I don't hear any whining ever from you anymore.
No.
I don't hear any victim consciousness anymore. Nicole is just the master of her destiny. And, you know, you grew up on the radio show.
What
happened? You grew up.
You know, if anybody ever wanted to say, well, does this work? Because, let's face it, we are living in a day and age now where you can go out and you can get a book about just about anything. And if you don't want to read the book, I'm sure that there's a couple of YouTube videos out there that will be more than happy to give you the CliffsNotes version of whatever book you were trying to avoid reading. You can watch a variety of different shows that call themselves reality shows to try to pick up different pointers on topics of various kinds. There's a lot of information out there. There's an overload of information out there that people have no idea what to do with. But if you ever wanted to question and say, well, what makes Cindy different than anything else that's out there in this oversaturated world, what makes Cindy's stuff work and does it really work? All you need to do is listen to maybe some of my first shows, some of my middle shows, and some of my shows now. And then you will know completely that Cindy's stuff works. Because that's
right.
The only thing that I followed.
Right. It's true. You've changed so much and grown as a human being, and that's what makes
I'm a big girl now.
That's what makes it so fun and you know, just loving that. And well, we haven't been on the air for like, you know, a week or two weeks. So there are a lot of listeners. Is there anybody that wants to talk to us though?
You know what? Yes, there is one person that wants to talk to us, but I'm going to try to, when we are speaking to this person, I am going to be jumping into the chat room with some of these people that have not pressed number one, and I'm going to ask them if they
right, and maybe we should tell
them
if you want to talk to us, press number
bit.
One, right? Tell, you know,
yes.
Make sure they know if they want to talk to us to press number one, because sometimes people might not be aware of that.
Well, you know what? What I do find happens is that sometimes people will allow other people to just speak and speak their minds and this and that. They'll wait for the advice to start being dispensed. If it's a really, really juicy one where I kind of have to step in and yell at somebody or give somebody a little bit of tough love, usually that's where the number ones start coming in, because then they're like, oh, I want to jump in on this, and then they just start hitting buttons. But, you know, I'll get a couple more people in there. I'll do some coercion, and we'll get some people live on the air with us tonight. But in the meantime, though, as usual, I never screen the first caller, so we're just going to jump right into one. One person in particular was waiting an extremely long time, about 23 minutes right now. So we're going to go over to the 510 area code, just so that you know we're speaking to you. The last four digits are going to be 4381. So 4381, let's see what's on your mind. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there. Hi, it's Camille.
Hi, Camille in California. Are you warm there?
Yes, it is bright and
I'm a little jealous,
sunny.
Camille.
I know. I keep hearing about the bad weather on the East Coast, but if it any, well, we're in a severe drought in California, so it's bright and sunny, but it's severely dry.
If you would like some of our snow, we'll be more than happy to give it to you.
No, because we can, like, ship some over, you know?
We need it.
Absolutely.
We need moisture. We really need moisture.
Well, you know, Camille, I know that you're a new mom, and you always ask us very important questions about your life. So why don't you just, you know, step in and tell us so our listeners can hear what's on your mind.
Oh, yes. Okay. So the good news, my business cards are on their way. And I am very much looking forward in 2015 to really getting myself going professionally and just wondering what is in store for me for the next, like, 3 months or so professionally.
Well, good, because the first card I got for you was Ace of Pentacles, which is a new job, new source of money. I also got the Ace of Cups, which is this is a passion and a joy career, and you should really start to fly. It's going to take a little bit to build, and then you'll go really start flying with the business. It looks like your daughter's doing really, really well, and I know you've been a stay-home mom for a while, but
yeah,
you need to sort of branch out and make some money. And also for her, she didn't sign on for a mother who didn't work. You know, she needs to see a working mom. It's important for her spiritual growth and her growth. A little bit of budgeting of money on your way. Are you being careful where you're going to market this and where you're going to put your money to make this market a little bit?
Yeah.
Good. But yeah, it actually looks very, very, very promising this year for you. I know you've been trying to start this business for a little while. This isn't something you've just been doing today.
That's correct.
So, you know, it looks like you've gotten yourself ready. In your terms of your love life, looks like this career will help with that too. So you'll be meeting some new people, expanding your world, but you keep getting the money cards, so I'm glad. That looks really, really good. And this is a home-based business that you're starting?
Primarily, although I could probably do some things like out somehow. You know, I've got some ideas about how to go out with it more.
Good.
Yeah.
And that's something that I can see really being something, you know, extremely lucrative for you. So I'm not worried about your career. That looks very, very, very good now. And you got the card that shows a woman who's going to make very good money creatively in her way. So there isn't any negative cards on what you're doing career-wise. Just know it's a lot of hard work, what I'm seeing here. Are you prepared for that hard work?
Well, I'm going to have to be.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. Right now it looks primarily you, the business.
Yes.
And, you know, that might be for some time, and later on you might expand a little bit. But right now, if you keep it small, it looks like that's where the money will be coming in. So don't worry that it's basically you, the one-man band here.
Okay.
That looks good. And, you know, call in and let us know how it goes. I'm glad the business cards are out there. And, you know, just start handing them out and networking as much as you can.
Yeah, I do. I plan to. I've got some leads. Beautiful.
Good. And
thank
I'm not
you.
Worried about you. It looks really good here. So I'm glad that you're out there in the work world again.
Me too. Okay,
well,
thanks.
Good luck to you. Call in and let us know how it goes in the next few months.
Sure will.
Good
okay,
luck
bye-bye.
To you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, she had really good cards, by the way. Looks really interesting. Now we have Keisha in Pennsylvania and a love life question. Oh, I like that. So I'm going to maybe pick up on her because I think Nicole is still very much in the chat rooms trying to screen people. So let me see if I could pick you up. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I see that Nicole said something about you're interested in your love life. Can you, like, fill in
right.
us some details on that, please?
Oh, well, there's a couple guys that's around me. I don't know, like, I was just trying to figure out what my outlook would probably be for this year.
Okay. First of all, it looks like a good year in terms of you kind of getting your act together. Are you beginning to know who you are so that, you know, these men that are circling around you, so you begin to know who's the one that you might want to be with because he suits your needs? Have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like so you kind of can look for those traits in a man?
Well, I didn't, but I'm still trying to figure out what I really probably am looking, everything in the guy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because and that's why... You kind of have to start writing down, you know, you want a man who's hardworking and honest and your best friend. And, You know, whatever like really floats your boat, because otherwise you're just going to see these men and not really know why they're right or wrong for you. And it looks like there's a little bit of commitment issues on your part. Are you afraid of a committed relationship?
Well, that's you picked that up. I had a bad relationship, so I'm not just quick to jump into a commitment. Because
okay.
Your whole life changes. You know what I mean?
Right. And, of course, so if you're not ready to jump into it, a lot of times you're going to have commitment phobics gravitate to you. So you might meet one man after another who, even if there's chemistry and there's that connection, may not be able to commit. So know if you have commitment issues, you're only going to gravitate, you know, and have people gravitate to you that are commitment phobics. And after a while, you're going to find that's not very fun. So
right.
That's why if you would be a little specific as to what you want, what's your age range? Just give a general category, you know, 20, 30, 40.
I'm 36.
Okay, your generation is a little slow to commit. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that I think is historically different than any other generation who maybe committed too young, too soon, too quickly. But your generation is having a little trouble realizing that they're not 25 anymore. They're not 20.
Right.
And that, you know, that casual dating is going to get old in the next few years. You're going to start not liking it. It's going to get boring. And, you know, at 35, 36, there's serious questions as to what you want to be doing for the rest of your life. And what's showing up is a husband, a committed relationship. Do you want to be married in the future?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what's showing here, a husband. And whether you marry him on paper is not a concern to me, but someone you commit to heart, soul, mind, and body, you know, live with and, you know, grow with. I'm seeing it here again. Your generation of men are very slow to commit. And I think women have allowed men to do this, come and go as they please. It's not that men aren't drawn to you, by the way. I could see that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, until you're clear what you want, you might, you know, God will bring you a smorgasbord of men. You know, okay, here's a nice guy. He's a nice man to fit a plan. He may not be a soulmate, but he's a nice guy to date if you don't want to be alone. And then they'll bring a more casual kind of thing. He'll, you know, he'll come and go as he please. He'll be your friends with benefits if you want. If you want a soulmate, you have to really kind of let the universe know that's what you're trying to manifest. And that's a really, that heart, soul, mind, body, committed love, committed to healing love, where you're two equals. You know, your generation are mommy to boys a lot. I don't know if you're observing that, but the men don't want to grow up.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this, like when I had committed in the past, it almost felt like I was raising, you know.
Exactly. And that's what you're afraid of, because you don't want to be mommy to a boy anymore. So that's part of the thing. You want a man, not a boy. And
right.
A lot of the men, you know, they're being the new masters over women. They're telling them, you could be my girlfriend today, but now my booty call next week. I really don't want this commitment. I'm going to come and go as I please. So it's the men haven't really stepped up to the plate, and I don't think your generation is demanding that they step up to the plate. I'm glad you've walked away from the boys now. At least you know you don't want that. You know, you want a hardworking man, because it takes two people to make a living now. It's not just one. So he looks like a very hardworking man in the cards. He's close to your age. Very, very kind. I see a lot of exes from the past here. Do you still text and talk to these guys?
Maybe like my kid's father and stuff like that, but I try to keep the past in the past, you know, but, you know, I know there's probably guys that would still probably be interested in me from my past.
Right, exactly. And, you know, as far as your children go, for their sake, God would be asking you now. We know that you've committed, you know, you have children with a man, you know, you committed to him, but you've shown your children love starts out good and then it stinks. And you haven't shown them something really better. For their sake, you need to start showing them a man that treats a woman as an equal, a better version of love. Or you may find your generation of children doesn't even do the booty calls, friends with benefits. They don't want to be in a room with another human being. So, yeah, which, you know, is a little concern to God. These kids are going to watch, you know, video games and porn, and they're going to be by themselves in the corner. I mean, you want your children to believe in love, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's showing here. For their sake, the universe would like to bring a soulmate to you. Whose father has passed away?
That's my father.
Okay, because your dad's in the room right now, and, you know, he's claiming to be the man that, you know, with God's assistance and help, has picked a soulmate for you that would be a good role model for his grandchildren and a good husband for you. He would rest a lot more in peace if you had a husband, by the way.
Yeah.
He'd feel a lot better about that. He doesn't seem to be a fan of your ex, by the way. Were you married to this man, or was he just the father of your children?
He was the father of my children. They didn't like him.
Yeah, no, your father has nothing good to say about him, just so you know.
Yeah, it was just a mess. Like, I was always in trouble, it seems like. And I can almost honestly say when me and him hooked up, it's like he destroyed my life for about 3-4 years, you know.
Right,
so
right. And that's why your father...
He's coming back around. And I could see him doing some of the same stupid stuff. So I just kind of like, now he'll give you money and stuff. Like, the money's not the issue, but he's still simple. Like, it's still, he always play little games and, you know. And I just don't feed into it no more. I told him, basically, I'll change my number and let you have, like, 3-4 more years to grow up. And then maybe try this again. Because my daughter... He really doesn't even like him.
Right. Well, what I could see here is he's not a very likable person. He's a pretty manipulative person. He doesn't take responsibility for his bad choices and things. But your dad's, the man that your dad is bringing is a man, not a boy. And, you know, he just thinks that this man doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He's grown up. He's a grown up. And, you know, your dad misses you very much. Do you miss your father?
Yes, yes. Woo.
He misses you very much. You know, he's crying. He said you were a very good daughter. He wishes he were here to help you. Since he can't be back on Earth, of course he does a lot to watch over your children and guide you. He's a very competent person up there. He's very good at his job watching over you. He would just like to bring you this man so that there's a man to actually help you with things. You know, whatever you need, shovel snow, you know,
right.
Help you with the children, you know, make love to you, be there for you, the things that you need, you know, a flesh and blood good man, and that's what your father is bringing for you. So,
okay.
You know, accept the gift. Do you ever feel your dad near you, by the way?
I know they do. Because, listen, my grandmother and him, I know that, like, sometimes they'll flicker lights and they'll do stuff.
They keep you company. Your grandmother resonates a little more like a mother than a grandmother, by the way. You know, she loves you very much.
Mm-hmm.
She said you're a good girl. And, again, keep in mind for your children's sake, they do need to see, your daughter needs to see a better role model of a man than her father is. You know, it's just, you know, she needs to see a man, not a boy. So, you know, I see very good things with your love life, but it's almost, do me a little... favor and do your assignment, write down what your ideal soulmate would be like, start thinking about what you want in the future, start realizing you're a little afraid of commitment because you're a very loyal person, you stayed way too long with your children's father than you should have because you're loyal and you know you kept thinking you could fix him. I think you've learned you can't fix people. Have you learned that now?
Yes, I would never try to fix anybody. And even I had another ex, too, and it was like he tried to, like, mold me into being somebody I wasn't, so I got away from him. You know what I mean? I just, like you said, I'm getting to the point, I know me. And I, you know, man, I mean, it's a mess. Like you said, this generation of men is a mess.
They are. I mean, the deadbeat father was something that was always there. The man that was a gigolo, that didn't want to commit, that was the player, that always existed, but not to the extent it exists now. But as a sisterhood of women, we're going to have to take some responsibility for the fact that women have allowed men not to grow up. So, I mean, walking away from, you know, your baby's father, just kind of said to him, I'm not being mommy to you. You know, I have kids. I don't need another kid. I don't need, there's a Russian expression, one man's like two children. You don't need two more kids. So you walking away from him, you know, really gave out that message. And I think more women have to give out that message, that we're not going to stick around.
I just talked to him maybe about a month ago, because he was asking, like, when he was giving me money, like, I didn't know what I was doing shopping for my daughter. I told him, I said, I partially raised you.
Right.
So you cannot. And then he changed. He kind of tried to straighten up, too. He got the message.
Right. And
that's
just, and
I'm like, I raised you, okay? You know, so don't tell me how to do, you know, the shop for your daughter that you barely know, basically.
Exactly. So, you know, I see good things for you. Call in the next few months and let us know what manifests. But keep your eye out there.
Okay.
You know, if you're ready for love, it will come here. I mean, your dad is, like, begging you to be ready. Please be ready. Please be ready.
I've been playing around, huh? Yeah.
Yep. Nope. Your dad just believes in love. Again, do you want him to rest in peace? He really wants to see you with a good man. So, you know, and for your children's sake, you know, even more than for your own sake. Everybody wants you to have a great love. So, you know, whether you're ready or not, it's probably going to come. So I would advise you to get ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling it to our show.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, Nicole's been doing some screaming. We have Justina in York City. Okay, why don't you explain Justina? I love that name.
Yes, so do I. Well, Justina's a little bit upset right now, Cindy, because she's going through a breakup, and she still has feelings for her ex. And she just wants to know, is he going to come back? Does he still think about her? Does he still care? Is he going through the same kind of pain that she's going through? She'd like to know. So hopefully Justina's cards will express a little bit of grieving for this relationship. And hopefully if it's meant to be, she'll find her way on this one. So,
right, and I can hear in your voice, we've all been there, right? It's like these are the things that you sort of go, oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our heart breaks a little bit when we hear these stories. And,
completely,
you know, I can't stress enough.
I remember being there. I was there.
Right. You remember? And if you remember, I delivered a message from your ex recently that she came to some awareness of how much pain she caused you. And I think that was a message you needed to hear. And it might have taken her a couple of years to get there, but she's come to that realization. So let's see if we can help Justina. And I could see she really is mourning for the end of this relationship. The cards look very, very sad here. So, in terms of her,
let's hear from her. So, hello, Justina, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm going through a really difficult breakup. I'm still grieving the breakup, and I just always think, like, you know, does my ex think about me? Like, did he love me? Like, I was there for him when he was going through a difficult time in his life, and I just feel like he just left me, and like, I just want to know, like, does he care? Like, is he going to be back in my life? Like, am I going to find my soulmate?
These are good questions, and when I could see it, that he literally turned his back on the love, I could see you had a soulmate connection for him. Do you remember loving him with your heart?
Yes,
and
I
soul.
Still do, yeah.
And your mind, you used to communicate in your bodies. It was a soulmate. Unfortunately, only 1% of people seem to maintain soulmate love right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are destroying it. They're running from it. What I'm seeing here is it doesn't look like a very valid reason as to why you're broken up. I don't see you did anything horrible here. I'm not seeing anything terrible was done. What I'm seeing is that he ran from the love. What reason did he say he's not going to be with you? What reason did he break up, or what reason did you break up?
Well, he was living with me, and it just wasn't working out. Like, he was going out at night, not coming home. He didn't want to get a job. I was the only one working.
Did you hear what we were saying before, the mommy to a boys, where the men, they want to watch video games and porn all day and get stoned, and they don't want to work? What's happened to men?
I mean, don't know.
And because you allowed him to do it. And I know when you started to speak up, and, you know, he probably turns around and makes it like you're being a bitch. But yeah. You couldn't be mommy to a boy. It takes two people to support things. Him not coming home at night was not acceptable. I mean, what do you think he was doing all night long? Where do you go all night?
Exactly.
So
he wouldn't really tell me. So it was like, you know, ongoing. So we would always just fight. And we just, you know, I told him to move out.
And what you did was right. Now, what's happening is you're second guessing, but all of our calls always seem to be linked together. The caller that we did before you was women have to stop allowing men to come and go as they want.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to men that they think that they can just come and go as they want? Mm-hmm. What other generation of men would have pulled this? I mean,
but
him not coming home at night, you're paying all the bills. How could you not resent him?
Yes.
And realize that you're thinking, well, we were soulmates, and maybe I should have loved him more unconditionally, and maybe I should have tried. But soulmates are two equals. You're not; they can't be mommy to a boy that won't grow up. It can't be a master who's a man who comes and goes as he pleases, and you're supposed to be the slave working for him and giving him everything, and he's the big boss over you. It may have started out as two equals, but it didn't maintain that. And your resentment was growing. I mean, in this day and age of HIV and AIDS, it's not a joke if a man doesn't come home at night and he's cheating. I want you to love yourself the way you would love your own daughter. If a man was pulling this crap on her, how mad would you be?
Horrible. I would be very upset. But do you think I'm going to be with him again? Like, is he going to come back into my life?
But he can come back into your life, but he's not going to grow up.
He's not.
He's not going to grow up. But you're,
yeah.
You know, love can be fixed 2 feet in a relationship or 2 feet out. You've taken 2 feet out now. It's not there. You can't back down on it. You can't call him and say, come back, I was wrong. You have to give a full 3 months to see if he realizes what he lost, if he steps up to the plate, if he,
but does
he doesn't
think
want to
about
work.
Me?
How old is he?
He's 32.
Okay. Again, we were discussing your generation are immature.
Yes.
They're 35 going on 19. I don't know where the entitlement and life's a free ride came from, but, you know, he's not 25. And people, when they're over the age of 25, become more and more unfixable. His brain chemistry gets really solidified. He's a narcissistic man. It's about him. He doesn't care that you go out to work and slave.
Yeah.
He's sitting on his ass.
I'm sorry, I have a question. Does he think about me? Does he care about me?
He thinks about you. He cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is that he's not very fixable. And he's a pretty judgmental guy. He thinks you're wrong, by the way.
Yeah, he does. He always puts the blame on me for everything. Like, you messed up the relationship. You did this. Like, he cannot take any responsibility for anything.
Blame shifting.
Right.
Yeah.
And those two traits, narcissism and manipulation combined with judgment and not taking responsibility, all those traits make him very unfixable. He's a man who's not going to change. I mean, you would have to accept you're going to be the one who goes to work. I mean, there's different kinds of cheating. You know, regardless of whether he was cheating with another woman or not, in which it appears that he was, but he's cheating on you with money. That's fiscal infidelity. He's cheating on you. And realize that there also to be drugs or alcohol here. Do you know about any of that?
Yes, he's an alcoholic, yes.
Okay, yeah, because now, now we're going to combine narcissism, judgment, and alcoholism. The prognosis of him changing now that he's over the age of 25 is 2%.
Yeah.
You're dealing with an unfixable. So, you know, him running away from you, or he can't be alone, by the way. He's got to find another woman to support him, another sucker that's got to learn what you learned. He won't be granted another soulmate. The universe brought him a soulmate, hoping that, his love
me?
For you. He loves you. There's no doubt about that he loves you. But
really?
But love isn't enough in this case.
Yeah.
Because do you want to be 10 years from now still with a man who's drinking and not making money, who's can't be trusted? I mean, bars close at 4 o'clock in the morning. Where was he from 4 o'clock to, you know, when he came home?
Yeah, I know. But am I ever going to, like, find someone else that's going to treat me better? Like, am I going to find, you know, like, am I going to be happy?
Right.
For the past 2 years, like, I've been depressed over him, and I think I'm
Well, of course you've been depressed
someone.
Because depression is anger turned inward. You were angry at yourself for allowing him to use you, to not come home. You weren't mad at him. I mean, let's face it. Why not fuck you over if you can get away with it? Why not, like, mooch off of people? He's got a free ride. He's got a good girl. She works hard. She's loyal. She's trustworthy. She looks good. He had a good deal with you.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a good deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, it started out as soulmates, and you kept hoping it could be brought back to soulmate, but it can't be if he's not fixable. Letting go of him, taking responsibility for the fact that you should have put your foot down long ago in the relationship. You know, when love is new, sometimes you can negotiate a little more.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you know, you signed on for a contract with him, which means I can stay around, you know, home and drink all day and get drunk and not come home because you allowed it. So you're beating yourself up a little bit, but what I see is a really nice man here. Hardworking, a man, not a boy. Again, he may come back, this man, but that coming back is he's going to come back, and it's, you know, he might tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah,
he
which
come back
he has
like he has
so
a job
many times.
For about a minute.
Yeah.
And then you let him move back in, and he's got no job in a week.
Yeah.
You know, he tells you what you want to hear, but he does what he wants. Have you figured that out with him?
Yes. I mean, every time that we see each other, he tells me, you know, I'm sorry, I messed up, like, I'm going to change. And then he disappears, and I don't hear from him from, like, 2-3 weeks or, like, even a month. And then he'll, like, call me in the middle of the night, and he comes, and he's drunk.
And the reason, like, he doesn't miss you the way that you miss him is because he's distracting with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
He's
but
drunk.
He does think about me, and he does miss me.
Yes, he thinks about you. He misses you. But the point is, he's not fixable. And what you would have to do is accept him the way he is, because he's not going to change. So if you can live with a man who comes and goes as he pleases, who's drunk, who's not a good business partner, who's costing you money and doesn't help you, then he'll be back. But
Cindy, I just want to say something real quick right here. Justina, let me ask you something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you still care for him, correct?
Yes.
She loves him.
Okay. And you want to know whether or not he still loves you and whether or not he still cares about you. And Cindy has already, you know, confirmed, yes, he does. But the question that you shouldn't be asking yourself is not, does he love me? The question you need to be asking yourself is, does he love me enough to fix himself? You cannot save him. You cannot be the one to say, you know what, if you come back to me, then I'm going to fix you. Okay, if he's going to be fixed, which is a very, very unlikely scenario, but if he's going to be fixed, he's going to have to do the work. You can't do that work for him, you know, nor should you want to do that work for him, because if he wants to show you how much he's changed, then don't tell me that you're going to change. Show me.
Yeah.
Show me what you're going to do to make things different. And if it can't be, well, you need to be with me for you to show me, because there are 1,000 things that he can do to improve on his life that will eventually trickle back to you, okay, to the point of where you will see whether or not he's changed. It's not a question of whether or not he loves you, Mama. You gave him a great, you know, you gave him a great person to come home to. You gave him a great life to come home to. So, of course, he loves you. Of course, he appreciates the things that you did. But does he love you enough to change himself? That's the question you need to ask.
So, Cindy, does he love me enough?
No. What I can see here is that he's a total narcissist.
Yeah.
And that he's looking for another woman that will support him, that'll tolerate him. He's too. He needs a 12-step program. Until he stops with the alcohol, he's not going to change.
Right.
But I need you to get tested for venereal disease. Have you been tested for that?
No.
Because I want you to realize that this man, gets drunk at night, is a very likely candidate to be picking up a woman and just sleeping with her.
I know.
Not that I'm saying you have venereal disease. I don't want you to, you know, panic out here. But I want you to have to schedule an appointment with a gynecologist. Have to go there and get tested. When you were thinking you were in a monogamous relationship, I want you to feel very angry during this time that you have to wait to see if you have something.
Yeah.
And know that, you know, when he wasn't coming home, where was he staying? Didn't you question?
Yeah.
And what time would he come home?
Of course. I mean, the next day. Like late, like in the next day.
So where could he have been?
He said he fell asleep on his friend's couch. He was watching his kids because he has kids from, you know, a previous relationship and just, like, excuses. But, like, I know he was doing things.
Right, because your gut telling you he was cheating?
Yes.
Okay, that's all we need to know. We don't need to wait till we get venereal disease. And, of course, why would he cheat on you? Because he's an unhealed person. Because, you know, he's reliving the nonsense he saw his father do. And the men, you know, the men have been doing this cake and eat it too forever. But he's not going to change until he goes to a 12-step program, until he starts the detox. He's drinking much more than you even realize, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to be if you were to ever marry this man, he'd be like the worst business partner to marry, by the way.
I know.
Because he's never going to make money. He's always going to be in trouble. Does he drive, by the way?
No.
Thank God, because he'd probably have a DUI by now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in jail before.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, and when he was in jail, like, I was supporting him, and, you know, I was there for him while he was in jail, and he came home to live with me, and, you know, he made me promises while he was in jail that he was going to change, he was going to get a job, and then he came
home.
Right,
he came
home
and nothing happened. Now, this is narcissist. When the gun's at their head, when they're in jail, when they're in trouble, when they have cancer, they tell us everything we want to hear. They're going to change. As soon as the gun's not at their head, they're not in jail anymore. They go back to their bullshit.
Okay, but can you tell me about the guy that I'm going to meet?
Okay, and for you, do you do anything to find anybody? I know you're mourning for him, but once you have to mourn for the end of this relationship. It's painful. You can't just pretend it didn't hurt. And then, you know, in a few months when you're feeling stronger, get yourself out there in the dating world. You know, meet new friends. You know, you work. You can meet him anywhere, going anywhere. And the difference is that you're an old soul and you've made too many excuses for abuse with your ex. Stop feeling sorry for all these people with their sob stories. It's never their fault they're in jail. It's never their fault they can't find work.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of work on this planet. How hard do you work, Justina?
Very hard.
So you want to make sure on your list, on your soulmate list, that you're right, that he's hardworking.
So
and
that
he's responsible.
Yeah, is the man that I'm going to find, like, is he going to be responsible, hardworking?
This is what you want, and that's what he's going to manifest. He's kind. He's going to be respectful of you. You know, men are not respecting women. They're not respecting them. I mean, how the men have twisted the women's liberation movement, which my generation started, is they don't think they have to work. So realize you're going to have a little less tolerance for seeing the good in everybody and believing what everybody says.
Yeah.
People lie and they lie a lot.
Yeah.
Did you learn that from this man?
Yes. And it made me stronger, the relationship, because now I know I'm not going to, like, put up with any BS. I mean, I've learned a lot from it. Do you know, like, when I'm going to meet this other man?
Okay, there's a little bit of time with the universe asks women to stand on their own 2 feet without a man, and that's a hard time for women. But so you can financially, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually stand on your own 2 feet. And then, you know, in the next few months to the next year, you'll be brought in alignment with him. So, you know, be a lover to yourself. Don't self-destruct during this time. You know, use the time that you have. You have some more time without him around. Go to the gym or work out or, you know, go for a walk. You know, make yourself look the best that you can.
That's what I'm trying to do now. Like, I'm really, like, right now I don't even want to find anyone because I'm really just focusing on myself because I've been, you know, it's always been about him and I neglected myself. So right now I'm just like, you know, it's all about me
now.
And I feel like when the right person comes along, like, they'll just, you know, they'll just come into my life when I'm ready.
Exactly. And that's why right now, know yourself.
Well, you know what,
Christina,
don't forget something. Because, I mean, I haven't been in the exact same situation as you, but I've been in similar situations with you where I was just in toxic relationships that just weren't going to go anywhere, you know, where I gave a lot more than I got. And the best piece of advice that I can give you is that Cindy is absolutely right. You do have to mourn this relationship, but you also have to be willing. Okay, so cry about it and kind of kind of, instead of expanding about it, kind of contract about it, you know, kind of shed the things that you don't need from it. You don't need the pain. You don't need the sorrow, okay? Take the strength and run with those things, okay? Take what you've learned about honesty. Take what you've learned about integrity. Take what you've learned about your character and hold on to those things, okay?
Right.
And cry about this man. And when you've had enough of that, you need to say, okay, this is the last day I'm going to cry about this. And I'm going to move on from this point on. And then make a conscious effort to put into the world what you want to get back into it. So if you want somebody to, you know, to love, then put love back in the world and ask the universe to bring that to you, you know. But don't do it where you're only concentrating on you at that point. This is your selfish time now to mourn. But when you're ready, start for other people. Start putting yourself out there in different ways. Because that's how you're going to attract what you want. If you go out there and you put it out there and you start looking for somebody new, the same way that you found this guy, you're going to get more of the same back, okay? If you keep trying to find people by doing the same thing, you're going to get more of exactly what you've just gotten. And you can still repeat the same relationship with a different person. You got to put something completely different out there, you know? So mourn and cry and then set yourself up and say, you know what? Today is my last day. Today I'm done, and today is the first day of my future. And then when you take that first step into your future, go just arbitrarily. Go out, like Cindy said, go for a walk, do something for somebody else. Do an act of charity, okay? Put it out there because you never know what kind of ripple effect that's going to start. And if you want to start manifesting better things and positive things, that's where you need to put your mind, and that's where your heart needs to be. It doesn't necessarily have to be looking for love. It could be doing anything that's positive, and then that's what you're going to bring back to you. But don't keep doing more of the same, because then you're going to get more of the same.
Yeah. And we see good things. I know, you know, you right now you're thinking, oh, you know, maybe he's going to miss me and he's going to change and all of that. You've already seen him with the wake-up call in prison. You already saw the bullshit that he didn't find a job, he didn't change. So don't think he's going to change now. He's really too old to change at this point. I mean, unless, you know, he went, stopped drinking. He likes drinking, by the way. Do you know that about him? He loves drinking.
Right.
He doesn't want to give it up. I mean, I don't know if you know his father. Did you know his father at all?
No, he doesn't know his father either, but his father was like a womanizer, like left the mother while she was pregnant.
Right, and he's becoming his father. Somebody he probably swore he'd never be. But at this point, do you want a man who's going to be getting another woman pregnant when... you know, you're the person who's home making the money and he's getting somebody else pregnant?
No. Am I going to have any kids of my own?
Yes, there's definitely kids showing up.
How many?
Well, whatever you do, don't have them with him.
Yes. But how many
Kids? you know, whatever you do, don't have them with him. They're going to have kids with a soulmate. Right now it looks like there's two children showing up. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, so you can't waste too much more time with this guy anyway.
Yeah, I know.
He's not father material. Would you want him to be the father of your children?
No, and it was, I was talking to my friend today who actually told me about you because she's called in a few times, and I told her that I'm so happy that I never had kids with him because I see how he treats his kids, and I wouldn't want that for my children.
Of course not. And you wouldn't want that role model of a man. So, you know, bless yourself, you know, that you didn't have children with him. But if you want, you know, children, you got to get out there and find that love and make it manifest. You know, he's going to come back with a sob story. I don't doubt it.
But
don't think it, don't believe it. You know, you say, I'm sorry, but it's a little too late. I mean, he just figures around, he'll screw around for the next month or two, and then he'll be able to walk back in your life. That's his thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, men love this. They break up with women, they stop seeing them, and they screw around for a month, and they come back. But just get yourself
Remember, Justine, some people stay in your heart, and some people stay in your life. Okay?
Yeah.
And some people could still stay in your heart but not be in your life.
Right.
You know? So maybe he came into your life, he taught you some life lessons, He taught you about mm-hmm. courage. He helped you find mm-hmm. your own strength in ways that maybe you would not have found your own strength. And now it's your time to realize that there's nothing more to learn from this relationship. There's nothing more to learn from this person. And a piece right. of you will always love him. A piece of you will always right. love what you gained from him. But just because he holds that small piece in your heart, that's okay to put him there. Just make sure that what's outward is something that's not that. Okay? Right. So he can be in your heart, but not your life.
Right. And so call in and let us know how you're doing in the next few weeks, by the way.
Okay, I will.
Because we
will.
Want to hear from you, okay? We okay. know you'll be fine. We're here for you, and
okay.
good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night, Justina.
Bye.
Now, Nicole, I saw you screen someone else.
I did screen somebody else, okay? And we're going to go over to, and I hope I'm saying the name right because I had some issues with this, Heidi. And she's in Long Island, and she wants to know, she's having she had a rough patch, okay, that lasted some years. And basically what she would like to know is, will she be able to relocate with her children and her new boyfriend? Because it seems that she's having a little bit of custody problems with her kid's father. So is she going to be able to make the change that she would like to make, Cindy? So
okay.
let's go over to Peggy. Hello,
hi,
you on there?
Cindy. Hi, Cindy. This is Peggy. That was the name that they were having trouble with. It's
oh,
Peggy.
It's Peggy. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Peggy. Okay.
Hi.
So you've been how long with your new boyfriend?
Just finished a year.
Wow. So, you know, by the time a year comes, you know, the prince can't become the beast too easily. You would have already known that he's not good by now. So he's past that moment of, you know, he's not good. He looks like a very good man in his cards. And as far as your ex goes, you watching your back with him. He's a person who isn't going to make this easy for you.
Okay.
Have you figured out that he doesn't really want you to leave or to move away?
It's going to be with my son and daughter have two different fathers, and I've had difficulties with both. However, both fathers haven't been around the children in quite a long time. So I'm hoping that it would be easier because of that fact.
Just know that one of them particularly is going to be more of a, you know, not that he cares that you're moving. He just likes to make life hard for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know why he would want you to stay, but just know that you're going to have to maybe say it. Have you talked to either one of these men about this?
No.
By the way. Okay.
No, there's been volatile. It's been volatile with both. My son's father hasn't been in the picture in 3 years, and my daughter's father 5 months.
Okay. Do they pay child support, these men?
They have to, yes.
Okay, so they pay what they have to.
Through the Suffolk County collection unit.
Right, but I mean, they don't give anything, you know, additional.
Other than that, no.
No, because one of them will say he's going to try to negotiate money-wise. If you want to leave, then he doesn't have to pay child support.
Okay.
That's cool.
You know, so I don't know how you're going to feel about that.
Well, I would pay them for them to go away.
Okay, good. Because I'm just telling you, that's what he's going
yeah.
to try to pull on you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can afford that, then that's a pretty good deal for you, by the way.
Okay.
But, you know, that's why he's going to give you a hard time. It's only about the money. It's not about it's not about his child. So the other one might not love it either, but I'm just saying each one of them is going to give a different kind of a song and dance here. But money talks with both of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might be able to just sort of negotiate with them. Don't think your children are going to miss these men very much, by the way.
No, I don't believe so either. Unfortunately, I suffer with a lot of guilt over my choices.
Well, you might as well learn certain things that people have coming back on earth to have to learn. There's no blind honoring of fathers. You know, the commandments say honor your father, but God didn't make those rules. God would say honor your father if he's good. But historically, fathers have not been great. They were wife beaters, pedophiles, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that your children have to learn that not all fathers are great. Mm-hmm. And you didn't make them see this. The men are doing it with their own behaviors. I wouldn't tell you to badmouth him or make them worse. But your children have to learn certain lessons. And mm-hmm. they chose this father, these fathers. And, mm-hmm. you know, now you have a new man in your life who's a much better role model. And that's what they need to see. And it looks like a very strong soulmate connection with this man. Do you feel a heart connection with him and soul, mind, body? Do you feel all of that?
Yes, I do.
No.
Okay. Okay. Is he there?
Yes, he is.
He's a good guy showing up in these cards. Let me tell you, this is a good guy. He's a good guy showing up in these cards. So you guys have that soulmate connection. And what you've shown your children is love starts out good and then it can suck. You've shown them that twice. But you need to show them that you have a right to leave. God would not say you made your bed, lie in it. God would tell you you fell for these princes. They're the beast. You have a right to leave. But now you mm-hmm. need to show your children the soulmate love.
Right.
And the two of you relocating, starting over, would be very good for these children. They need a sense of security. They need a man that they could rely on who's there for them. And, you know, everything looks good in the cards other than the fact that it may just be simply the money issue with the men. And if you can buy your freedom, it's the best money you'll ever spend.
Yes, I agree.
But if they agree that, you know, you can go but there's no child support, you just have to have it in writing so they can't later on say, you took the kids without their permission or anything.
Right. Cindy, do you see anybody around me who's passed on?
Whose father is gone? There's a man standing in the room here.
My father.
Okay, because so the men gather a lot around here. Your father is very happy for you. He likes the man that you're with. He's a little apologetic to you. Do you know why he'd say he's sorry? Okay, and he's sincere, by the way. And he seems to have some help in bringing you in alignment with your current soulmate because your children need to see a better love. And do you ever get messages from your dad yourself, by the way, because it's not a hard voice to hear?
Well, I actually have spoken to people about this and the fact that I've never dreamed about him, and I actually get envious of people who have dreamt about, parents or loved ones. I don't know if I'm blocking it out. I'm not really quite sure.
I think if you would just be a little bit, just let him come to you. He's been very instrumental in helping you leave the last man that you left, he's not a fan of either one of your exes. Did he know them on Earth?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's not a fan of them at all.
No.
He's very much likes the man you're with now. Again, because you had a little bit of, there were some issues between you and your dad. So he's not quite the same as he was on Earth. He really is a man who is much more healed and apologetic. Your dad didn't have an easy life. Do you know about that, his childhood?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, he did the best he could with the knowledge he had on Earth. But, you know, he's very proud of you. He seems to be a very, very, very proud man. There's also a mother figure. I'm not sure if it's your mom or your grandmother, but a loving woman. Do you know who that is?
It might be Dave's mom. Dave's mom is also.
Okay, the man that you're with now.
Yes.
Right, because she was saying she's one of your moms, she's happy for you guys together. She couldn't be happier. She said you got a good
mom.
One. He said he's the pick of the litter, by the way.
Huh? That sounds like her.
You got the best of the lot. And
good.
If you could imagine that your dad and his mom have been very instrumental in you being together. So
that's what we thought. We thought he might have something to do with it also.
More than something. They couldn't be happier for you. Again, with the men, just visualize this going very well in the laws of attraction. Okay, money talks with them. Because they haven't been seeing the kids much, I mean, they may try to say, well, I don't want them to leave or whatever. Play the money card and see if that works with them. But stop feeling so bad about things. Just start putting your soulmate in you first In an ideal world, children would have been a product of that love. Keep your mm-hmm. love pure, and you have time alone with each other without the kids?
Yes.
Good.
We try, but we enjoy the time with the children also.
Good. And, you know, your cards actually look good. Just watch your back with the men. You have to make sure you handle it somewhat legally, or even if they tell you it's okay to go, but it's not in writing.
Mm-hmm.
This son of a bitch could turn around and say you took the kids. You know what I mean?
That's
just,
right.
Just be careful, because it depends if they're having a bad day. You know what I'm saying? which way the wind blows.
When do you think would be a good time to ask the courts as far as, you know, in terms of months or you know, what month would be good?
Well, it looks like probably in the next few months, if you could relocate. I mean, after school, before the next year starts,
mm-hmm.
would look good. But again, don't do anything until you've handled all the legal aspects of it.
Well, it's going to be hard. I have no attorney, and I'll be doing this myself. So,
if you can speak to them first, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
And try to handle it that way. You'll probably turn out better, and
okay.
then have it, you know, in writing. Even if it doesn't go through, you know, the courts, you have to just figure out if it's in writing that they say it's okay for you to take the kids, and have it notarized and things.
Okay.
You know, try to handle it, though, the legal way. Look it up in New York and Suffolk County, what the laws are and everything like that.
Okay, very good. I know New York's a tough state for relocation, but I would hope under the circumstances that...
And where were you planning to relocate?
Florida.
Okay, good.
We have extended family.
Okay, well, no, I'm not seeing it not happening. I just want to make sure you handle all the legal aspects. That's important.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You.
I'm glad your soulmate was listening. We love him. He's just a good, he sounds
you.
Like a, you got
too.
A good catch there, you know?
I know. He does, too. Okay,
well,
thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Oh,
bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Hey, Nicole, weren't they the cutest couple?
Absolutely. And I love that he was in the background.
Didn't you think that was sweet? Well, that's why his mother came through. You know, all of a sudden there's a mother here. You know, I'm like, okay. You know, it's like, it's great. But, you know, thank you for today's radio show, Nicole. We really had some
thank
really
you.
Interesting people today. And I hope they were all listening, because it's all the same. Did you notice? We're all dealing with the people that manipulate.
Yep.
And how
well,
to handle
I think
them.
That's the major... I think that's the major test nowadays, is that there's a lot of manipulation out there. There's a lot of people manipulating you in love. There's people manipulating you in the workplace. There's a lot going on nowadays. And I think that we need to be a lot smarter. We need to be a lot keener to know when we're being manipulated. And we need to know when is the right time and when and how effectively we are when we stand up for ourselves. You know, there's no shame in standing up for yourself. There's no shame in expressing to somebody else that you have self-power. That's not narcissistic. That is not what narcissistic is, okay? Narcissistic is when you are self-absorbed, when you are the end-all, be-all. But standing up for yourself is not narcissistic, nor is it selfish. Demanding what you deserve is not either.
Exactly.
And we need to learn that, and we need to move forward with that ideology. So this way that these manipulators out there will have a lot less of an effect on us in the long run.
And that's what we're here for. And thank you so much. And, of course, as you can see, we're getting plenty of callers, plenty of listeners, and I think we're doing our little effort every week to get people's blinders off and to start seeing for people who they are and being a little more strategic with people. I mean, and you can hear with Justina, she's such a wonderful woman in this guy, you know, taking such advantage of her. I mean, how many times have we heard that story?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like a cliche already. Isn't it a cliche already?
I can't believe these.
It's funny, until you step outside, you could see she's still sort of in that love haze in which she doesn't really see how bad he was. You know what I mean? It's only when time passes, you know, a few months, and you start saying, I can't
mm-hmm.
believe I took all that crap. I can't believe I did.
Yep.
I allowed this and I didn't see it. It's when the blinders come off, it's just so amazing when you see it. But you can still, she still doesn't quite get.
Well, you know,
he's
even with her, it wasn't even entirely that cute, though. You know, because
you know, in a way, I mean, like she said, she still does have feelings for him. She still does love him. And when you're with somebody and you love them and you're in that kind of relationship where there's a lot of manipulation going on, there's a lot of bullying going on, there's a lot of mind games going on, you really start to question yourself and you really start to question your own authenticity when it comes to certain things. And I think that her overall problem here is the fact that she's questioning herself. And when you're in that stage, it's easier to run back to what's familiar than to put yourself out there and venture into something new. So I think that for her, it was a lot of just the overall pain that she just wasn't ready to let go of yet. But it was also a lot of her lack of self-assurance that was leading her to not want to put herself out there yet.
And it's
and
also
doing
that
the 100%
fear
right
that
there's
thing. Nobody else. Did you keep hearing her saying, is there somebody else?
Yes.
Like, so
oh,
afraid
yeah.
we're not going to have
yes.
somebody else.
You
Do
know?
You know what I mean?
And
this
that's
kind of
why
only.
I told her that. Listen, he can hold a place in her heart. You know, for these life altering relationships, it's kind of hard to completely let go. You know, you can be angry with them and you can be completely dismissive of them. But you know what? You don't stay with somebody for X amount of time without having, you know, with not remembering some of what was good. And I'm sure that this guy, for all of his trouble, did have some good, you know, in there. I'm sure that there were good times that she would like to remember. And remembering them is okay. And keeping those memories and the laughs in her heart is okay. But not accepting the illness and not accepting that manipulation in her future, that's a choice. And
exactly.
that's one that she's going to have to realize that she needs to walk away from. Let him occupy that piece of her heart and nothing more in her life because he doesn't deserve it.
Exactly. Well, we are at the end of our show and we'll see you all next
week. We are at
week,
the end of our
thank
show.
You so much. And we'll all speak next week. Have a great week, Nicole.
And you know what? I missed TJ this week, so you tell that husband of yours that I love him too, and you give him a big hug for me.
Well, he's been home all day, so he usually calls in when he's not home all day. You know what I mean?
Aw. Well, you send TJ my
he's
love, Cindy, and as
the
usual,
snow
you
all
did
day,
fantastic
you know?
Tonight. Aw.
Bye.
Bye.